She's 24-karat goodness, and angel's all I see. She dresses up for everything, but she only dressed down for me. And I love Dixieland delight. She's everybody's dream girl, but she's all mine. And I
because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. This march in Washington today, part of nationwide No Kings protests in D.C., ABC's Christiane Cordero.
More costumes. We're seeing a lot more of the color yellow, which organizers describe as their choice of color to reflect a sense of optimism, but in their fight against what they call an assault on democracy.
In Times Square in New York, ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
NYPD have been out in force. They're keeping their distance as well, making sure that their presence isn't overbearing to the protesters. They've closed down some of the streets as some of these protesters make their way downtown.
The leader of a labor union in Southern California who was arrested while protesting an immigration raid earlier this year will have his felony obstruction charge reduced to a misdemeanor, according to court records. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels today raided a U.N. facility in Yemen's capital Sana'a, says a U.N. official who adds that all staff are reported to be safe. This is ABC News. Welcome news at this company.
The FAA says inspectors continued work through the government shutdown and are allowing Boeing to increase the number of 737 MAX jets it produces each month from 38 to 42. That cap was put in place nearly 2 years ago after a door plug blew off an Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX in midair. The FAA is keeping its oversight of Boeing's production, implementation of its safety management system, and whistleblower protections. Brian Clark, ABC News.
A new place to find these car races, ABC's Dave Packer.
Formula One has announced a five-year deal with Apple to become its U.S. broadcast partner, replacing ESPN starting next season. Select races and practice sessions will be available on Apple TV for free. Disney's the parent company of ESPN and ABC News. ESPN decided not to extend the deal.
The Orionid meteor shower peaks Tuesday with the arrival of a new moon, so less light interference. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
This week at Macy's, it's the best time to save on fall styles at our biggest fall sale. Find the classic brown boots and preppy Mary jeans that everyone's wearing. Luxurious cashmere and wool sweaters. Even better, it's our lowest prices of the season on diamond jewelry, now 50 to 75% off. Over half off. Don't miss your chance to save big on the looks you need now at Macy's biggest fall sale. Today, savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a mostly sunny day, highs in the upper 60s. Showers tonight, a low around 42. And sunshine for Sunday, with a high near 57, a little on the breezy side. For Sunday night, mostly cloudy, a low of 39. Monday, showers at a high around 61. For Tuesday, a few showers, breezy, highs only around 50 degrees. Right now, it's 65.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He sends her roses and lands he composes. Things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder. If life gets too rough. She's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around her. He makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday, and tries to be a friend. So simple and fast. He says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. Sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong. Things she needs to know. He tries to please her, calls for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her, and I never will get her back. I did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't if I'd known what I'd know now. He sends her roses and lines he composes. Things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder. If life gets too rough. Oh, now she's left, I keep kicking myself. Whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her. Tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
Doug Stone, why didn't I think of that? It's the last hour of the JD Show. We've got Alan Jackson and Zach Tom lined up this hour right now. It's a big girl. Here's Carrie.
Good. juice and gold, gold, gold. Better listen for me, he's low, low, low. Hey, good girl, you got a heart of gold. You want a wider wedding and a hand you can hold, just like a shirt girl, like every good girl does.
We're proud to call Durand our home. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
This old bar stool's feeling high as I started sinking lower. The minute that she walks right through that door. Like a fool, I went and left her. Now she's with somebody new out on that floor. And she's got the rhythm, and I got the blues. And she's showing me how much I had to lose. With her every little move, she's telling me I'm over you. She's got the rhythm, and I got the blues. It's getting louder as my heart keeps beating faster. She spells out regret in perfect time. Well, I thought I wanted freedom, but that ball and chain, I need them. When you choose, sometimes you lose the prize. Cause she's got the rhythm, and I got the blues. And she's showing me how much I had to lose. Telling me I'm over you. She got the rhythm, and I got the blues. Yeah, with her every little move, she's telling me I'm over you. She's got the rhythm, and I got the blues.
That sizzle? We're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
dust, little bit of smoke, baller in a Chevy down a gravel road, headed to a spot everybody knows, cannonball swinging from an old freight road. Talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights, that was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. FM on, coolers on the ground, dig through the ice and pass them around, waiting on the hot sun to go down, little skinny dipping when the moon comes out. That sounds like good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights, that was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. Nothing to lose, guess there really wasn't nothing else to do but load up the truck and just take off. Back then, buddy, we had them all. I'm talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights, that was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. Times in tan lines, good, good times in tan lines.
Well, it's the first time I've ever heard of a pet mare. Yes, it's happening in Nova Scotia in the town of Amstead. They have a local animal shelter that has 10 contestants that are currently purring for the top spot as the local mayor. All in all, these contestants are pretty heated competition as these fur friends are looking to try to win the election. What will they get? They're actually going to get a salary, which that salary is going to be used to help out the local animal shelter, which is still pretty cool. A public elected furry friend.
If you're one of the millions of Americans behind on your taxes, if you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-489-7733. That's 800-489-7733. 800-489-7733.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi. Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
We got winners. We got losers. Chain smokers and boozers. And we got yuppies. We got bikers. We've got thirsty hitchhikers. And the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters. Early birds and all-nighters. And the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walk in. Puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. I love this bar. I've seen short skirts. We've got high techs. Blue-collared boys and rednecks. Lovers, lots of lookers. I've even seen dancing girls and hookers. And we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. I love this bar. Yes, I do.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
On 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I got a souped up ride and I really want to ride you around. And this time of night there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road to see how fast this thing will go. But that shoulder on the side looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood. Got like 700 horses under the hood. But I can't hold you at this high speed. And you look good in that side seat. Why are we making these tires green in this so cold? All I wanna do is park. All I wanna do is park.
We can burn this older road like a racetrack, or we can turn the key and let the seas lay way back. Count the midnight windshield stars, watch the sunrise in my arms. If we don't go nowhere, girl, I wouldn't hate that.
Time.
Christian Eckes.
Eckes with a fender advantage going into turn number one.
The following is a presentation of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NASCAR is back on the high banks. For the second and final time this season, Talladega Super Speedway will host the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Eight drivers, four spots. A ticket to the Championship Four could be punched this afternoon. One of those drivers is Sammy Smith, who claimed the checkers here last fall and knows a thing or two about navigating the chaos of Talladega.
It's definitely going to be intense. You got eight guys trying to win against everybody else, and you know the odds of that happening are probably slim there. I mean, certainly the good cars are always going to be up front at Talladega, but you know anything can happen. Get one bad move and you're in the wreck and it's over. So I think the best way to do that is be up front, be aggressive, and put yourself in a position to not get wrecked.
Super Speedway chaos. Championship dreams on the line. One race could change everything. Live on the Motor Racing Network, the NASCAR Xfinity Series takes on Talladega Super Speedway next.
Drivers, start your engines!
The Motor Racing Network presents...
All right, man, be ready here.
NASCAR Live, race day.
Ready, freaking.
From Talladega Super Speedway. Brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
For the 39th time in NASCAR Xfinity Series history and the second time this season, teams are set to tackle the high banks and high speeds of the Talladega Super Speedway. This time, however, the race falls at a crucial time for the eight remaining teams running for this year's championship. Hello and welcome to the Talladega Super Speedway on this fall Saturday afternoon. Kyle Ricci joined by Alex Hayden and championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon. Since 1992, the Xfinity Series has created thrilling moments here at Talladega, including back in April. But Alex, for the first time, this racetrack appears in the eight-driver round of the playoffs and at a time when no one is a lock for the Championship Four in 2 weeks in Phoenix.
Yeah, that makes it that much more difficult for these drivers as well and these teams to be able to make their way to the victory lane and to get the checkered flag. This is one of those races that's a big opportunity race, not just for the playoff drivers, but also for those drivers who are just here to try to get a win under their belt. But Todd, the playoff drivers specifically, it's not just about a win. Yeah, that's what you want, but you can earn a lot of points and change your whole outcome.
Yeah, definitely. This whole piece can be made out. When you look at it, the points right now, Connor Zilich plus 82, Justin Allgaier plus 44, you've got Jesse Lovett plus 20. Then we get down to single digits, but any of that can be shuffled. I think Connor's in a good position, but those last guys, 20-plus points either side of the cut line, that can be made up in a stage. That's something that really, how the stage outcomes are of these two stages can change the way that whole point structure is laid out. It can put you from I feel like I must win to I'm pointing my way through this round here at Talladega.
Lots of points can be gained. Lots of points can be lost as well as we get set to go racing in race number two of the round of eight coming up from the Talladega Super Speedway.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got stuff you should know and stuff they don't want you to know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes, Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
We go trackside to hear from some of the drivers in today's United Rentals 250 next. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Back at Talladega Super Speedway, the United Rentals 250 this afternoon for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Qualifying held earlier this morning. Let's go trackside and hear from the driver that won the pole. That's Jesse Love with Halstead, Pennsylvania's Steve Post.
Jesse Love winning another pole here at Talladega. Jesse, what does a fast race car allow you to do here at Talladega Super Speedway?
Yeah, I think obviously when your car is as fast as Xfinity Mobile, you have a bigger safety net, bigger, stronger safety net around your car. When you make a mistake, you can recover quicker and you can make some bigger moves and more power moves, and they pay off well.
Jesse Love, he will be the driver that leads us to green here this afternoon.
Let's hear from Connor Zilich, one of the drivers that's been dominant this season. He's Connor. With Brad Gilley from Fort Worth, Texas.
Connor Zilich can clinch two ways today, either by a win or just by finishing 74 points ahead of fourth place. Or, I'm sorry, 57. Right now you're 74 points ahead of fourth, so what's the outlook for today?
Yeah, we just got to have a good, clean day. We don't need anything crazy, but we got to make it to the checkered flag. So we're going to do all we can with our First Bank of Alabama Chevrolet, and hopefully we're as fast as Xfinity Mobile and can put ourselves in a good position to maybe even win the race.
Looking at another win sticker to that Chevrolet. Connor Zilich will start seventh.
Has 10 of them already here this season and has finished in the top five in every race since being injured here back in April. That is 18 consecutive events. Back down trackside to hear from another one of our playoff contenders in Carson Quapel, currently seventh on the playoff grid, and he's with Barberville, West Virginia's Jason Toy.
Yeah, Carson signing a few autographs before he takes a tour around the Talladega Super Speedway here. As you sign some autographs, as you get ready to run here, 22 down behind that line, what do you got to do to get above that line here by this afternoon? You know, wind will do that. What do you got to do points wise?
Yeah, I think we just got to be really aggressive all day. I think we got to kind of transition from just riding around and being there at the end to trying to get as many stage points as we can get all day and try to set up for the win at the end. And just can't thank all these guys on this Bass Pro Shops, Clarus Technology, Chevrolet enough for giving me a car as fast as Xfinity Mobile, and we had a good qualifying start in fourth today. I'm pretty excited.
That is Carson Quapel. As he said, he's going to roll off fourth today, looking to get max points here before he heads to one of his favorite tracks next week in Martinsville.
He would love to get away from Talladega with his first career Xfinity Series win.
Hi, I'm Kyle Petty, and I want to tell you about a place that's near and dear to my heart, Victory Junction. It's a year-round camp that gives kids with complex medical and physical conditions life-changing experiences that are fun, empowering, and always free for families. Please help Victory Junction support kids who need it the most by getting involved today. Whether you know a child who could benefit, want to volunteer, or join our team, you can be a part of something truly special. Learn more by visiting victoryjunction.org.
We are getting ready to crown a champion.
Championship weekend is coming back to the desert.
Let's get this party started.
Four title races in 3 days means there will be a buzz in the air all weekend long. Whether from the grandstand, the infield experience, or the hillside, this is your chance to witness history and make championship caliber memories for the whole family. NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, October 31st through November 2nd. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
More drivers in just a moment from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare. Their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Drivers being introduced to the crowd on hand here at the Talladega Super Speedway. So let's hear from some more of those drivers before they climb aboard the cars. Jason Toy.
Justin Allgaier driving around here, waving to the fans here on the front stretch as we get ready to roll here at Talladega. You got probably the most experience at this track along with a lot of these young drivers here at the playoffs. So what do you do with that experience to make it happen to a win?
The experience only tells me that Talladega's crazy, and you never really know what to expect. And each one of these races is so different. And I think, you know, today with the playoff format the way that it is and with how many cars are you kind of battling for, you know, the shot at going to Phoenix. And then, too, you got so many guys that are capable of winning this race that are outside of the playoffs that, you know, you never really know what's going to happen. So, really proud of our team. You know, we got a really cool-looking pumpkin Brent Fresh and I go to Chevrolet. And, you know, qualifying, I thought we did a really good job. We executed as a team, and now we got to go do that in the race. And we may not be as fast as Xfinity Mobile by ourselves, but I think in the draft we'll be just fine and rely on my teammates there, and hopefully we can all do a good job.
Justin Allgaier rolling off 8th. Steve Post.
Austin Hill down here when we come to these type of racetracks. He's one of the guys we keep an eye on, including picking up the win earlier this year here. So, Austin, we're talking a lot about playoffs. You've got your own battle here with the owner's playoffs here. How do you play this out? Is it the same as with the driver playoff, or are there differences?
There's really not a whole lot of differences, no. You know, for our Bennett Chevrolet, for everybody at RCR, all the employees, ECR engines, we want to win that owner's championship for everyone in the organization, for our partners, everyone on board. So, you know, I kind of am almost still racing like I'm in the driver's championship.
Yeah, sure.
It's just only for the owners now. So we're going to go out here and do all that we can to win both stages, be there at the end, and just at least give ourselves a shot to win the race later today, right? You know, it's so hard to win one of these things, but if we can go out there, do what we do best, lead lanes, stay up in the front two or three rows, I think we're going to give ourselves a really good shot today. And we got some teammates around us, some alliance partners, so we got a lot of strength on our side today.
Strength, Talladega. That's what I think of when I think of Austin Hill. He will roll off today in position number 5. Brad Gilley?
Walking up to his Young Life Toyota, Eric Almirola was able to relive that win at Las Vegas Motor Speedway last weekend on the big screen. Hey, this weekend, you already locked this car into the championship four. You can either today maybe keep someone else out, maybe even help a teammate. What's the plan for 250 miles?
The plan's to win. That's the plan every weekend. You know, we have a great group of guys here, and our Toyota GR Supras are fast every single week, no matter where we go to race. So the plan is always the same, is to go and execute, run a great race, and be there at the end in a position to try and win. And so I think we're capable of doing that again here. So certainly mindful of the playoff guys, definitely mindful of Brandon's situation, trying to get in to the final four. So we'll, you know, be paying attention to that. But yeah, I think when it comes down to the end, you know, my guys work really hard. They put in a lot of hours this week trying to get our Speedway program better. Mark Cronquist and all the guys back at the engine shop at JGR have been putting in a lot of work. So it's my job as a race car driver to go try and win.
Eric Almirola rolls off 9th. Jason Toy.
Sheldon Creed will start things off 16th here today in the playoffs. He's about 21 down below the line. And you come to a Super Speedway track, Sheldon, when you go back and look at all the stats here, you got a nice little streak going. You're finishing up in the top 10. That's good for points. I know the victory can put you all the way through. What are the challenges here that you got that you can control here today behind the wheel of that race car?
Yeah, I mean, just trying to get ourselves from 16th towards the front here pretty early on and just trying to max point all day and, yeah, try to put ourselves in position to win the race at the end of the day. If we can't do that, then, yeah, just try to max point our day and get ourselves, within reach going into Martinsville.
Sheldon Creed starting 16th. Steve Post.
Brandon Jones getting ready to roll off here today at Talladega Super Speedway. Brandon, as you prepare and you get ready for a race like Talladega Super Speedway, what goes through your mind? What's all running through your mind as you walk up to your car here now?
Well, I feel like what we need to do today is try to control what we can control. You know, there's going to be certain situations and certain things that are just going to be out of your control at times. But if you go out there and just execute the day, kind of, and maximize the things that you can do, and I think that's making nice, calculated decisions and moves, having great pit stops, just doing all the things that you can do right, then hopefully that sets yourself up for the best outcome. But there's so many things that are in other people's hands out here today that can make this event very frustrating at times. But we love coming to Talladega. It's so iconic to NASCAR itself and just how long it's been in the running. And you think back to all the years that this place has been involved, right? So I would love to get a Super Speedway win. I haven't got one yet in my career, so I would love to get one today. And it would mean a lot because that's locking ourselves into the next one.
Yes, indeed. That is Brandon Jones. Control what you can control. That sounds like Talladega.
5th in the standings, 8 points off the cut right now, and there's been a lot of frustrating moments for Brandon here at Talladega. Just one top 10 in his last 6 races here.
The thrills of NASCAR racing from over 55 years of Motor Racing Network broadcast.
Bobby Allison brings the race car right down in the middle of the track, crosses the start and finish line, and he will win the 24th annual Daytona 500.
Bill Elliott wins the Hooters 500. Alan Kulwicki, 1992 champion.
MRN Classic Races.
And in the whole pack, steaming for the finish line, Dale Earnhardt wins the Winston 500.
Find all the classic moments on MRN Classic Races on any podcast platform.
One last exhale.
Fitting, isn't it? The final shot at the Championship Four comes down to a track that's been here from day one. Martinsville. Close quarters, tight corners, and a fan experience that brings you so close to the action, all of the mayhem will be right at your fingertips. NASCAR Playoffs Weekend at Martinsville Speedway, October 23rd through the 26th. Get your tickets now at martinsvillespeedway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
Opening ceremonies are coming up for today's United Rentals 250 from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center, Durand.
Welcome back to the Talladega Super Speedway for the United Rentals 250 here for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Kyle Ricci, Alex Hayden, Todd Gordon topside, about a minute and a half or so away from opening ceremonies. A lot of storylines. The Championship Four for the drivers, the Championship Four for the owners, and can anybody stop Connor Zillage? He's been on an unprecedented streak now ever since getting injured here back in April. Missed a race, but in the 18 since, top fives.
Yeah, it's a NASCAR Xfinity Series record, most consecutive top five finishes. He owns that record now in the history of this particular division. But Todd, today's a different day. Stage 1 ends at lap 25, Stage 2 at lap 50. The event itself, the United Rentals 250, is at lap 94. What kind of strategies in play today?
Yeah, the first two stages are pretty straightforward. They're well within a fuel window, nothing you'll need to save for. You can lead the pack out front and drag yourself all the way to the end of the stage. Laps 25 and 50, I would expect 4 tires and making sure they're full of fuel at that point. The third one becomes interesting to me because I feel like if you're not leading the pack, if you're in the fourth or fifth lane, I think that third stage is attainable to run the whole stage without having to stop, these guys will have to, the guys that are out front will be stopping and pulling this one forward.
And a lot of stage points on the line over the course of those first two stages here later this afternoon. Justin Allgaier has one more stage points than anybody else this season. 352 stage points. Connor Zillage, a close second at 290. Jesse Love and Sam Mayer have all picked up a couple hundred stage points this season as well.
Please rise as you are able. Remove your hats and veterans render a hand salute as the Etowah High School ROTC presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome Motor Racing Outreach Chaplain Nick Terry.
Lord, we're grateful for every blessing in our life and the opportunity to be here at Talladega to enjoy racing today. As we pause, we also want to remember Grant Lynch, longtime track president here at Talladega. We thank you for his life and pray for his family. Lord, our desire is to honor you in all things, and we ask you for your hand of protection over today's race. So we love you, we thank you for our freedom, and pray for those who serve and sacrifice to make it possible. And I pray for each one of our drivers, their teams, and all involved in today's race for a safe day. In Christ's name, amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome the Academy for Classical Education Senior High School Choir from Macon, Georgia.
The circumstances come to an end. The driver is now focused on the job at hand. The NASCAR Xfinity Series is next.
NASCAR Live Race Day has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed. Small fixes to big upgrades. eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We are getting ready to crown a champion.
Championship weekend is coming back to the desert.
Let's get this party started.
Four title races in 3 days means there will be a buzz in the air all weekend long. Whether from the grandstands, the infield experience, or the hillside, this is your chance to witness history and make championship caliber memories for the whole family. NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, October 31st through November 2nd. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Tractor Central.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Xfinity Series.
It's going to be a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll and pass the race car today, pal.
Hey, boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the United Rentals 250 from Talladega Super Speedway. Brought to you by United Rentals, official equipment rental partner of NASCAR. By Ally Bank, official consumer bank of NASCAR, member FDIC. By Straight Talk Wireless, real unlimited data for fans of fast, official partner of NASCAR. By Toyota, for the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And by Sunoco, from NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance.
NASCAR Xfinity Series drivers climbing aboard their race cars, simply now waiting for the command to fire engines. You know, here in the Xfinity Series at Talladega, the last seven races have been won by seven different drivers dating back to October of 2021 when Brandon Brown got the win. Noah Gregson then won, A.J. Allmendinger, Jeb Burton, Jesse Love, Sammy Smith, and Austin Hill.
A lot of news this week off the racetrack as well. Joe Gibbs Racing announcing that Eric Almirola, last week's Las Vegas winner in this series, will drive for the team for the rest of the season. That is today here at the Talladega Super Speedway, next week at the Martinsville Speedway, and in 2 weeks' time at the season finale at the Phoenix Raceway in Arizona, looking for that owner's championship. So Eric, always strong on these Super Speedway events as well, looking for two consecutive victories here for JGR.
It is a bit of a challenge, Todd, because we heard from Eric Almirola a moment ago. His car is going to Phoenix to race for the owner's championship. The team car with Brandon Jones is trying to get to the championship four as the driver. That's a delicate balance for Eric Almirola to understand, yeah, I want to help the company in Joe Gibbs Racing, but I also have to understand there's a trophy to go get.
Yeah, there is, and you kind of have to play that balance. But a lot of times, working with your teammate can benefit both of you and put you in a position. It's just one of those tough decisions. If you get to that point where Eric Almirola is able to work with Brandon Jones and get him to the trial as a leader, do you slip him and try to get the trophy? Or do you let him move on to the championship race and eliminate somebody else? That way you've got two cars in the owner's championship come Phoenix time.
Brandon Jones currently fifth on the playoff grid. Two wins on the season, including a win in the playoffs at the Kansas Speedway a couple of weeks ago. However, that has been his only solid run in the playoffs thus far, coming off a 13th place effort last week at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So we'll keep an eye on Brandon Jones and see if he perhaps can hook up with Eric Almirola here this afternoon as we go trackside for the command to get today's United Rentals 250 underway.
Hey, Talladega Super Speedway, let's give a big NASCAR welcome to Marty Harris. By day, he is the Senior Vice President and Executive at Akon Global Services. But today, he is here to say those most famous words in motorsports. Take it away, Marty!
Drivers, start your engines! Woo!
The sound we've been waiting for, the NASCAR Xfinity Series machines, 38 strong, come to life on the pit lane soon. They'll be on the high banks.
United Rentals is proud to sponsor the United Rentals 250 at Talladega Super Speedway. With the most comprehensive equipment fleet in North America, backed by a team of industry experts, United Rentals is ready to deliver customized solutions for whatever your project demands. United Rentals is more than an equipment rental provider. They are a full-service partner for safe, productive, and sustainable job sites. United Rentals, building a better future together.
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on pit road.
Four tires to number racing field. The race out from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes on second.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station and MRN.